33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. It's Valentine's Day, and so we put together a story for you about hearts. Not candy hearts or even those filled with chocolate. I'm talking about this kind of heart. Listen. These days, we know quite a bit about human hearts. It's been 50 years since the first successful transplant, but in a way, hearts are also still full of mystery, and I'm not trying to get all romantic on you. The Texas Standard's Joy Diaz introduces us to a doctor in Dallas who's trying to solve those mysteries of the heart by studying the organs that no one wants anymore.
It's cold and early.
Yeah, you want coffee?
I'm at Baylor University Medical Center in Dallas with 85-year-old Dr. William Roberts. He's lean, doesn't have a lot of white hair left on his head, and walks quickly. Hospital spokesperson Susan Hall tries to catch up to him as she asks about a recent vacation.
Went to New York City.
Oh, that's a good place. Did you go to hospitals and look for hearts?
You don't go heart shopping, do you?
I did when I was in Washington, D.C. area, but not here.
For almost 60 years, Roberts has traveled the country collecting the hearts of people who have had a transplant.
Now, Baylor has a storage facility to put these hearts in, and it's magnificent. Yeah.
It's an unusual thing to do, because most doctors consider the old heart as waste. But a handful, literally just 4 or 5 doctors around the world, studied this waste. Roberts, right here in the heart of Texas, is one of them.
And now I'm almost the only one left.
For decades, Roberts has been fascinated by hearts and intrigued by transplants.
I mean, that's a miracle.
But he wasn't all that pumped up by cardiology in general until he discovered that discarded hearts told stories. He says they tell him in detail how each patient lived and hold the mysteries of why their hearts failed.
I come in every day, and I love what I do.
Like a detective, Roberts closely examines the scene. He looks at scars on each old heart, the size, the weight, the color. We move into the lab where Roberts' assistant washes the heart Sandra Harvey was born with. Harvey's here too. Now, with a new heart, she looks gorgeous.
I feel like a million bucks, I promise.
And healthy. Her skin is radiant. She sits at a round table near Roberts, who sounds like a medium reading Harvey's cards.
Now, I know your blood pressure with a heart like that was about 90 over 60 or 100 over 70.
Yeah, you're right. How do you know?
But this heart has no power to
He also knows, just from looking at her old heart, Harvey must have spent years unable to lay down flat to sleep. Don't ask me how he knows that. Roberts shows Harvey what a healthy heart should look like.
Normally, the left ventricle here is very small.
In the image, the left ventricle is closed tight, like puckered lips.
Now look at yours.
I beat mine's as well.
So yours is like this. It's sort of quivering.
Harvey's left ventricle looks like a wide open mouth, unable to pucker. Roberts draws on big sheets of paper to show Harvey how her heart was unable to pump blood. The remaining mystery? What caused this? Often the culprits are a lack of exercise and an excess of food. 6 million people in the U.S. suffer from heart disease, and the hearts in Roberts' lab show it. They look like they were dipped in thick yellow wax, but actually they're encapsulated in fat. They float in the buckets where Roberts stores them, something that he says used to be rare.
We did a study on that when I was at NIH in 1983, I believe. Only 5% of the hearts floated.
Today, it's about half. But Sandra Harvey's old heart is not one of them.
Your coronary arteries are clean as a whistle.
It's lean. She tells Dr. Roberts she's an Army veteran who exercised and ate well. Her mother was a nutritionist, but her mother, too, suffered from heart failure and died from it. Harvey wonders where
because
things
I'm
went
like,
wrong.
All right, Sandra. Let's think about what you didn't do.
No, don't be guilty.
But I feel that way.
We don't know what caused it.
Yeah, but
it may be you.
Roberts tells her she's very lucky to have a new heart. Out of millions waiting, only about 30,000 people get one every year. And she didn't do anything wrong. He says the mystery in her case leads back to genes. Roberts says Harvey should stop dwelling in the past and focus on how much better her health is. Oh, yes, she says.
Now that I got a new heart, everything is fantastic. Even my hair growing.
What's the secret there? I need some of that.
We all look at Dr. Roberts's bald head and laugh. Now, how to grow hair? Well, that's a mystery for some other time. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.